Hey, wait a minute. Jennifer, come here.
What?
Come here. I can show you to that ship of yours.
You will?
Right down this road. Right there.
Marvelous. Well, I probably should hurry, shouldn't I? Because they're going to start the banquet soon. Oh. And I must tell you, I'm famished.
Well, why wouldn't you be? Big girls have big appetites, don't they? Listen, do yourself a favor. Don't let them give you any of that flank steak bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Try the London broil.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good tip. Sure. I shall do it.
Pamper yourself.
Well, I will.
Okay.
Oh, my. Yeah. Well, you know, I must tell you, for a yellow-eyed, gamey-smelling lowlife, you really have quite a decent heart about you, sir.
Well,
I'm not going to touch you. I'm not going to shake your hand or get near you because you're all of that.
Yeah.
But I am going to be on my way.
Okay. Good for you.
Yep. Off I go.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Have a good trip, okay. Susie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Think about me, all right? Oh, man. Do I hate them fancy lads.
To the Nintendo Dreamcast, episode 122. We're coming live to you straight from Arkham House Games, fantastic new game store in Cincinnati, Ohio, located in East Walnut Hills on Madison Road, owned by yours truly, and it also happens to be our new studio. Little does Allie know that I actually did this just to get this studio. The game is a front. She's like, well, you can do it, but is it going to make money? I was like, I'll sell games out of it.
Danny's getting the call.
Danny's got to run.
And he's on his way out.
He is actually working.
We just started, and he's on his way out.
Shh, be quiet.
Perhaps I'll be back.
He'll be back. I think he's going to put his conference call on mute. I think we can yell.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, we open tomorrow, September 1st. You're probably listening to this tomorrow, so you're probably in Cincinnati, Ohio somewhere. Maybe you're Tim or Johnny or Matt. Many of the people that showed up and gave me booze, which is very appreciated. I had like three people show up and give me bourbon, and I was like, man, am I do people know me that well? That is awesome. That was a nice bourbon too. I feel bad.
Did you drink any yet?
Yeah. I sampled from both because I was like, I might as well, you know, I mean, if somebody's gonna give me bourbon, I should taste it. But Tim brought me Basil Hayden, which I'm super surprised because I just mentioned it in passing like last time we hung out as my favorite bourbon. I was like, holy shit.
Do you have any like favorite game store owners from your past that would like sit in the store and get drunk and like yell at people?
Yeah. Like Kevin from Art of War, who actually came up here on Saturday, he mostly gets drunk and yells at people.
That's fun.
Yeah, he's really bad at games. So the signature Kevin line is, are you kidding me? But I'd have to yell. He's like, are you kidding me? That's how Kevin plays games.
There were a few of the Art of War people that showed up.
Yeah.
On Saturday. It was really cool.
There's like the ones that like me and then the ones that hate me did not show up. So that was good.
How could anybody hate you, James?
I know, I'm so lovable.
There's like 20 of them that own Art of War. So.
Yeah, I know. It's like an owner for every finger I have.
It's a game store consortium over there.
Yeah. This is ruled by an iron fist. This is one owner, me. I don't give a shit. Two owners.
Tyrant, dictator, Allie. President, you choose the word.
Yeah. But, so we had a good night. Everybody from the podcast came up. Matt's kids are delightful.
Yep. Sorry they ruined your store straight off.
I did not.
Cordelia knocked a big box of cupcakes on the floor.
I thought it was kind of funny.
With frosting everywhere.
I was actually surprised it took that long for children to knock shit over. There were a lot of children running around. But it was good. It was a good time.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool to see this place like full of people. And
it was
a good time.
There was a lot of people here.
We had to go get more tables. We don't have to go get more tables again just because we have so much space to fill over here. But so let's start talking about video games. That's what we're here. We're not here to talk about tabletop games. So, Ish, what have you been playing this week?
Mainly this week, I've been going back through Mass Effect 1, trying to get my last two ally achievements in that. I know that's not really very interesting.
Oh, wow. What I'm prompted interested in that? What prompted that?
Because every time I get on like the little Xbox app on my phone, I'll scroll through my achievements.
And you're like, God damn it.
And I've 100% in Mass Effect 2. I'm almost done at the 3, and the number 1 is like, I'm only at like 6'10".
I didn't know you were a Chivo whore.
Oh, I was a horrible Chivo whore up until the last couple of years. So I'm sitting around 180,000 right now, and I want to get to just 200K.
How much? This is how much I don't care about achievements, is that I was too lazy to go in and find out my Xbox 360 Xbox Live password and switch my account over, even though I had like 40,000 achievement points. I just made a new one. I've got like 1,800 points now on my Xbox One. But I don't even care about achievements.
That's neat. And then besides that, I hopped back into Marvel Puzzle Quest, of all things.
Oh, God.
Yep, I know you get the huff and puff from that mention.
Yeah, finally. I was this close to reforming a new alliance.
Yep, I figured that would happen.
Just to get you out of my fucking lineup.
So I hopped on, and I guess I'm in a very, very easy sell right now, because I played maybe 5 matches, and I came in 6th in my the one for Sam Wilson, the new card.
Yeah, you've been gone for like 3 months.
Is it Captain America, Sam Wilson?
Yeah, that's a new one. That was a new event. And the next event is that Holly Point Kiss with Black Widow in the gray suit, so I got a couple more covers for her. But I literally had to sit there and accept every gift that I've gotten since I've been
on. They didn't have an accept all button?
No accept all button. You got me excited. And
I heard a rumor about that.
I was cussing you out the whole time, because out of all the gifts and stuff, I think final count, I started at 5,000 ISO after all the gifts and all the things. I had like 72 recruit tokens regular.
Holy shit.
Like 6 or 8 heroic just from the alliance finishes. And then I went from like 11,000 ISO to 76,000 ISO.
Hold on, our phone's ringing. I'll be back next time.
All right.
All right now.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, I had like 72,000 ISO. So that was easily 60 grand ISO just in gifts from other people. And the rewards from the events you've done and stuff. So
yeah.
I'm going to play that, like mainly just doing the Deadpool stuff.
Last time I played, I was on a random alliance that I joined, you know, just one of the open ones. And I logged in, and it was like a solid 2 hours of having to tap the screen to get all the stuff.
That's what I had.
So it's been a year. I wonder if they've kicked me out of an alliance, but I'm afraid to log in. There should just be a claim all.
Exactly. He told me there was. That's why I hopped back on, because that's one of the reasons
I
didn't get back
on. Is there really a claim all?
No, I guess not. Nah. Like, I swear I'd read that one of the last updates had a claim all.
Like,
so
I would do like a lot of them, then I'd be like, okay, I'm done. And I'd go into a different menu, and bam, it would just restart again, like accepting stuff. But I finally did it all, and I had a lot of ISO, so I leveled up all my guys pretty much. So a lot of them are maxed out now. And
nice.
I have a lot of high-level characters I didn't know I would have had.
Did you guys see the Magic the Gathering Puzzle Quest is coming out?
I did see that. I saw that post. It looks
I didn't read it at all because it's Puzzle Quest, so I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But is it just reskinned Marvel Puzzle Quest, or is it going to be like the old Puzzle Quest that had like quests and stuff?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I really hope it's like the original with the quest.
They were kind of short on details on that. And it's just kind of like, this is coming out soon, and we're proud to be with this property, blah, 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 corporate speak.
I mean, it's cool, but like one of the problems that I think Magic the Gathering suffers from is that when you try to take it outside of the card game, the brand, because they've tried to do it several times with books, and they're trying to make a movie right now, and they're trying to get into Magic the Gathering board games, is that the characters, the Planeswalkers, just are not iconic at all. Like, nobody gives a shit who they are. So, like, Puzzle Quest, if it didn't have superheroes in it, you guys probably would not care to sit there and collect all the comic book covers and shit, right?
Well, like,
I don't know. I would have started playing because it was Puzzle Quest.
Yeah, with Chivo Horn, I've got 100% in the original Puzzle Quest game on Xbox 360 and all the DLC, so... Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really super into Marvel when I started playing it. So, not that I'm super into it now, but it definitely made me appreciate it more.
Yeah, well, I feel like the game as a whole probably greatly hinges on that it's comic book characters.
I'm sure for most people, you're saying for me.
So we'll see how Magic the Gathering Puzzle Quest does.
That's about all I played this week, so I've been working a lot.
What about you, Matt?
I didn't play shit.
Yeah, you're in my boat. I've been too busy here.
Yeah.
I did play some Hearthstone, though. The new expansion got released, TGT.
The Grand Tournament?
Yep. I cracked all my packs. I got 5 legendaries out of it was like 70 packs, which is a really good legendary drop rate. But out of the 5 of them, I only got 2 actual legendaries because the other 3 were fucking copies. Which has never happened to me before. So if you have a legendary, they're unique, and you can only ever have one in your deck. So if you get multiples, you just have to, the only thing you can do with them is disenchant them. And use dust which dust is currency that you can use to make and get new cards. Other than that, not really played a lot of video games. It's just waiting on November, man.
No.
It's kind of a dead space right now for video games. I feel like this is a... It was like this last year, and it's kind of weird this year. There really is a big dead space.
Yeah, Metal Gear is coming out. That's the only really big tentpole game.
Like I was saying, big dead space.
Apparently, Dead Space is coming out. Is a new Dead Space?
I'd love a new Dead Space.
That'd be pretty good.
But apparently, Metal Gear is getting ratings off the charts.
Yeah, so. I'm excited about it. I think
when a game comes out in the middle of a goddamn game desert, if it's has any playability, video game journalists are going to jerk all over it because they literally have nothing to play.
I don't know. It's probably a bit of that, but it's probably actually really good. I mean, he's worked on it for years and years.
Yeah, whatever. They are reviewing it in a vacuum, a gameless vacuum.
They
desert.
Could be playing The Witcher 3.
They played the shit out of that, though. Did you not see the 20 articles a week on Kotaku about Witcher 3? Trust me.
Yeah, totally saw that. I did play like an hour of Witcher 3 this week.
There you go. Did you just play Gwent?
No, I just like did some mop up Witcher contracts and still trying to get out of Velen. I don't know.
I couldn't, I wish the combat was better, or maybe it gets better, because when I was playing Witcher 3, like I sucked at the combat. I just got the shit beat out of me constantly.
Yeah, it's like way easier than 2. Like once you get the hang of it, it's a lot easier to parry and shit like that. Mm-hmm. That's way more forgiving. You can like press the button like 2 seconds before they like land the blow. And it'll be good.
Cool. So what do we got coming up in the news this week?
The news already, eh?
What do you guys want to talk about something from the news? I'm just trying to keep it structured, guys. We drive it so we keep it focused. So I start out with what we've been playing. I mentioned the name of the podcast. The episode number. Did we get the real
79.
Episode number?
79.
This is episode 79.
Yeah, next one will be 80.
And obviously. Then 20 more weeks, it'll be 100.
We're going to throw a giant rager for that one.
Assuming we cast every week for the next 20 weeks.
Oh, we will.
Allie's making a clip show of all of our best stuff.
Yeah, so we're going to have a 100th episode party here at the store.
Are you doing that, Allie? For real? That would be awesome.
Allie's hiding in the background doing her homework because she feels like if she goes home to do the homework that the dogs will bother her. So
I've been meaning to put together a clip show since like episode 40.
I attempted to, but my laptop was not having it.
We need to divvy up the episodes and then do it like... isolate the little parts we want.
It took like 8 hours to like compress one of our episodes.
That is an ominous clock tower.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know if you can hear that. That's all dark and evil sounding.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of Arkham. This is Miskatonic University.
Yeah, walking around just the neighborhood during the party the other day. There's a lot of awesome shit around here.
Yeah, this is really
this
cool.
This is a pretty awesome location.
It's definitely it's that cusp of a coming up neighborhood where there's still like the shady people just on the fringes, like looking in. And you're like, I wish that. Like the other day, I watched a car pull up and a person walk up to it with a hot and ready box and do this. You can't. I guess like I'm on a podcast. Yeah. So they, like, cracked open the hot and ready box and the person stuck their hand in and drove away.
Smooth.
Yeah. Like, it's like, God damn it, guys! Like right in front of the store.
That's ridiculous. Like, who do they think they're fooling with that? Like,
well, I think the thing is, like, since the space that we're in hasn't been occupied in almost 8 months, so, like, they're just used to, like, nothing being over here, so.
They've gotten lazy with their...
Yeah.
How's that Chinese restaurant down the street?
Susie Wong's is pretty good. Yeah. I've had it twice now. I liked it.
Nice.
It's not bad. You know, it's kind of hard to be you're either good or bad in the world of Asian cuisine. Mm-hmm. I've never had, like... middling. I don't know. I won't say that. What's the Chinese place right by your house?
China food.
Yeah, China food.
I love China food.
See, it's firmly in the it's not good or bad for me. It's like extremely mediocre.
Have you guys had Wabi Sabi downtown Covington yet?
No.
It is the best Chinese and sushi I've ever had.
Wabi Sabi?
Yeah, Wabi Sabi. And it's great. Everything's half off if you dine in. It's full rate if you take out. It's pretty neat.
I wonder what the logic behind that is.
Don't know, but all day, every day.
You'd think you would be like half price if you take out, so more people will come in and take out, and then
More turnover.
Yeah.
I don't know.
affiliations. So
Wes Craven died.
I do have to apologize for that. So on our Facebook group, I accused Matt of Wes Craven listening to our podcast, and Matt saying that he absolutely just did not like him, and it broke his heart, and he died. And then he pointed out to me that that was actually Clive Barker we were talking about. And then I just realized in my head that it's like one of those things where you don't realize that your brain does it, but anytime I read Clive Barker or Wes Craven's name, they're just interchangeable. It's the same name to me.
Yeah. I have the same issue. I mix them up all the time.
Yeah.
So
I was like, wait a minute, what?
I totally thought I must have mixed them up on the podcast when you said that, but I guess not.
No, I think, yeah, it was totally me. But so, yeah, that is a bummer. I mean, Wes Craven, I think definitely, let's just compare Wes Craven and Clive Barker. I think Wes Craven had a more robust volume of work.
Yeah.
He was definitely the better horror.
The more mainstream.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So it is a pretty big blow, and he was still working on horror movies up until the point he died.
Yeah, and he had a more than one comeback, I think.
Yeah.
He had like his Nightmare on Elm Street years.
He had Scream.
Then he came back with Scream, and then he came back with something else after that not too long ago.
Isn't there a Scream TV show coming out this fall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a Scream. I think it's out already on like MTV.
It seems like a very flimsy premise.
I know.
Is, what's her name from Friends?
Courtney Cox. No.
Allie's shaking her head. No. How do you know all about this? So Allie's just in the background shaking her head everything I say. How do you know so much about the Scream TV show and I've never heard of it? You just think that you weren't going to tell me about it? You're young and hip. You're on the MTVs.
She's the Nintendo Dreamcast media correspondent. Jeez.
Not even saying a word. Like, just in passing, we're having dinner tonight. And she's like, did you know there was a Scream TV show? That's... Just turn around. Go back to your homework.
Her and her college friends get together and talk about Scream all the time. Jeez.
Do you like scary movies? Shut the fuck up. All right. Well, yeah. Wes Craven died. That sucks, man. Mm-hmm. Aren't they gonna? I feel like I'm calling it next October. There will be a Nightmare on Elm Street reboot.
Didn't they already do one?
Reboot?
They did the one with Jackie Earle Haley last year, or year before.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Was it that bad that I've never heard of it?
I don't remember hearing anything about it one way or the other after it came out.
I remember it being, was it in the theaters?
I'm saying it's no more than 3 years ago it came out. The last two or three years it came out. Yeah, it's Jackie Earle Haley, the Rorschach from Watchmen. He's the one that played...
Shit.
It shows him, like, he apparently gets accused of, like, like pedophilia, and then he gets like mobbed by the town and then becomes back as Freddy in the movie, like
2010.
Oh, 5 years, man. That was
wow.
Yeah.
So I'm calling it. There's going to be another one.
There is
another one in the works for 2015.
Oh, like really?
A reboot of the reboot, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's amazing.
It's on people.com.
Huh. Wow.
I don't think 5 years' time is enough.
Wait a minute. Let's talk about this for a second, because I think that I might be wrong, right, and you guys are wrong. But are you sure there was a Scream TV show? Because I heard that there was a Friday the 13th TV show on MTV.
There used to be a Friday the 13th show a long time ago. Like Friday the 13th, the series.
No, it's called like Crystal Lake Chronicles or something, and it's on MTV. We got to look this up. I did not.
There is definitely a Scream TV series. I read a bunch of stuff about it.
And our media correspondent, Allie, already confirmed it, so that makes it fact.
Yeah. I don't know why you're doubting this.
Well, because I find it hard to believe that they would put a Scream and a Friday in a Camp Crystal Lake TV show on at the same, on MTV at the same time.
One's a camp, the other's a suburb. I think it's two different worlds.
Kids like horror movies, man.
Charlie is only 5, and she has asked if she could go to summer camp because she was apparently watching some cartoons and movies that had it in there.
All right, so the Scream TV series is definitely on MTV.
Allie, you should just hop on while Danny's out anyway.
Yeah, but let's look at the Friday 13th.
You're not doing your homework anyway. You're not fooling
TV
anyone.
TV series.
You've been on before.
Yep.
Our listeners love you.
Yep, a lot of the fan mail, especially after you're on.
Okay, no, you're right. The Friday 13th TV series is actually going to be on the CW. I apologize.
Okay. Same thing.
Yeah. Allie, welcome to the Nintendo Dreamcast.
This is what, her third or fourth appearance on the show?
Yeah.
Just a second.
Really?
Well, no, she's been on. You've been in the background before.
I'm usually just talking in the background.
So I get the mic and the pizza sauce brought to you by Pizza Hut. Oh shit! And Danny's coming here. He got pissed. He's like, get the fuck out of my chair. He has chair detection. Like he comes out of nowhere.
He got too close to his pizza.
He's like the dad with the thermostats. Everything. Who does thermostat?
So Allie evidently has came over and shoved her phone in my face to show me the Scream TV series. This is what it happens these days when I'm wrong. She's like, bone in face.
So with Thrones and stuff being off right now, what is it you guys are watching together? Like the show you can't watch without the other present.
Are you even watching anything right now?
I don't know what TV is. We just turn on Seinfeld while we're sleeping.
Yeah, nice. We just kind of fall asleep to Seinfeld and it plays all night.
Is that on Hulu? Is that where you're watching? Yep. I just finished Curb Your Enthusiasm and I really want more Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I'm about four seasons in and it's fucking hilarious.
I'm seriously considering watching Seinfeld, even though I used to hate that show.
Yeah.
Before I started watching it on Hulu, I'd probably only seen five episodes of Seinfeld in my life, but I've seen every single episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm watching Seinfeld. Like, you can definitely tell Larry David wrote the show. Yeah. It's like a much cleaner Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah. It's not as fun.
That is true.
It's nice and wholesome.
Yeah. I think my favorite, so Larry David's wife, like, I didn't realize that Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm is actually Larry David in real life. Like, there's just literally no difference between the characters. And his wife is a big climate change, awareness person.
I was reading that on Wikipedia.
Yeah, and there's an awesome interview it's like CNN and they're in their house and they're interviewing his wife and his wife is like in the kitchen. They're like talking to her about stuff. And like Larry David comes walking by in the background and the interviewer is of course like, oh, it's Larry David, blah, blah. And he's like, I don't know about the climate change shit. And he's like, I don't know. Yeah, that's her shit. I don't care. And they're like, oh, you don't care about climate change? He's like, hey, what's to care about? And then he proceeds to take over the interview for like 5 minutes. And you could just see her like the hate in her face. And then he's like, doesn't have shoes on. And he's like eating a sandwich and wanders away. I'm like, holy shit, that just happened.
The lady that plays his wife on the show, is that his wife in real life?
No, okay. No.
Because I think that's Cheryl Hines. I didn't know if she was married to him.
No. She and his wife did end up divorcing him in real life.
Yeah, yeah. I know they get divorced on the show.
Yeah, that's...
It's immediately after that CNN. Yeah.
Is it really?
But, that's my favorite Larry David story.
That's awesome.
But, no, she's been... So we've been watching Seinfeld, and I've been watching Star Trek The Next Generation on and off.
Been really busy with the store and... Mm-hmm. Everything.
Well, I actually, for the first time in my life, forgot to eat in a day, which is actually very bad for you because I've just had horrible bowel movements.
Nope. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I tried to save everyone, but I didn't.
Evidently, if you don't put anything in your body for a day, your body does not appreciate that.
Normal people's bodies probably don't react like that.
Yeah. Thanks. My body's very normal.
When I was at Disneyland the day after our second day there, like I had the worst shit I've ever had in my entire life. Like it felt like something fell out down there.
The Disney shit. Do you have a protracted asshole afterwards?
No.
Prolapse.
But it smelled, it smelled fucking terrible. Like, they almost had to evacuate the room we were in.
An ass baby.
It was an ass baby.
I think you probably walked around so much that you're sweating that you're like the inside of your anus started sweating. So like your shit was sweating and you were sweating.
That is actually my theory. Like, you know, those colon cleanses things. Yeah. I gave myself one with like sweating and walking. So.
Right.
Oh God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ish. You got any poop stories?
No, I've been a pretty regular pooper most of my life.
Yeah.
Our dog had explosive diarrhea last night.
Oh God.
There's been quite a bit of those explosive diarrhea stories from your pets.
Those
on
fucking
show.
Chicken wings. I think it's fucked him up. I think he's got something stuck up in
he
there.
He leaves chicken wings just on the top of the trash can, like nothing's gonna get to it.
They were in a closed container and the trash can lid was down.
He is very wily.
Which one is it, Tex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he often gets in the garbage can, pulls out whatever he wants. And he got these wings from Mio's and he didn't eat them, so he wrapped them back up, spicy wings, in tin foil. And the next morning we wake up and there's just tiny pieces of tin foil everywhere. No bones, no chicken, barely any tin foil.
Yeah, that tin foil is going to do some damage.
Oh, man. Years ago, our dog, we brought home a Bloomin' Onion from like Outback Steakhouse, ate the entire thing.
And then and your father died.
I watched James do that.
I was super drunk, though.
And so it puked and shit onion petals all over the house for about 3 days. So.
Oh, that is so deadly for dogs.
It was so bad.
Yeah, it's been long enough. It's gotten through his system. He's just being a dick now.
So, yeah, there's a new smaller 3DS coming to North America.
The one with the interchangeable faceplates?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's got interchangeable faceplates.
New 3DS?
The new 3DS, yes. Oh,
yeah.
Yep, exciting stuff.
The N3.
You got the new 3DS, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the XL one, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got the old 3DS from that.
Yeah, I like it.
Cool.
You playing any Zelda or Mario lately?
No, I just started back to school, and it is ruining my life.
Yeah, no time for video games when you're in school.
Yeah, no time for sleeping either, apparently.
School's some rough shit.
Yeah, and you're working like 40 hours a week, too, on top of that, right?
Yeah, full-time, opening at the store,
Jesus.
And going to school full-time.
Yeah.
It's rough, man.
Yep, I only worked part-time when I went to school, and it was really tough.
I just didn't really go to school last time I went to school, so I was good at going to work.
Just played hooky.
Yeah, I played hooky a lot, and now I'm in these classes that are directly pertaining to my career field, so I can't bullshit anything. I have to study. So instead, I'm doing a podcast right now. So.
Yep.
I hope my teacher doesn't listen.
Yeah, if she does, that's good for us.
It got really warm in here. Did the AC kick off when you put in the air filter?
I think it's just because I'm over here now.
Do you guys feel it? It's kind of hot, right?
I feel fine.
I've been listening for it, and I haven't heard it kick on in like 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm going to go check it out. You guys continue talking.
My AC at home keeps freezing up. Kind of sucks.
Like an ice block?
Yeah.
Like in the Bats movie?
Oh, I don't think it's that bad. The little hose that runs into the house keeps freezing, and then it stops blowing air. So I'm trying to limp it through to the winter starts, so I don't have to worry about getting it fixed right now.
Yeah, that happens to ours occasionally.
We have some new neighbors upstairs, and we didn't think our HVAC system was connected until we smelled the sweet, sweet smells of incense and weed and body odor. So, like, having college freshmen above us is awesome.
Oh, yeah, how's that going? He told us about that, like, a couple shows ago. They did you get them to move away from you while they were smoking weed, or
yeah
kind of. Hey, we actually haven't been home at all, so
I haven't smelled it in a while, and I've made direct eye contact with them and just scowled. So shook my mail at them one day.
You shook your mail at them?
Ah, you kids.
Nice.
She keeps every ball or frisbee that lands in the backyard, too.
I think about taking the broom out and shaking it at them.
They left a broom on the porch. We could just shake theirs at them.
The only thing that they do that is super annoying is they are, like, super hippies. And so they turn off the porch light to conserve energy, I guess. But you can't see anything, so we can't, like, take out the garbage or check them. We can't do anything at night that involves the front yard.
Why do they get to control the porch light?
We get to control the hallway light that leads to the laundry, but they turn that shit off, too.
And the back. We control the backyard. So, like, they get the front yard, we get the backyard, I guess. Yeah. So, like, they'll turn off the lights in the laundry room, so, like, when you try to go down, you just die. Because, you know, Earth,
that's
man.
Ridiculous. Can you, like, come up with a compromise with them? Maybe, like, put an LED bulb in or something?
We'd have to speak to them.
Yeah.
Oh, right, speak. Yeah. That can be irritating when dealing with hippies.
Yeah.
I did accuse them of letting our dogs out one day, so I don't think we're in the best of terms with them.
Did they, or did you?
Some, like, jackass kids run through our yards pretty often when they get drunk and open our gates. And the other day, I let the dogs out and went to brush my teeth. I'm like, those dogs aren't making any noise. So I went outside. Both gates are wide open, and I had to hunt down both the dogs.
The people that live next to us have ginormous college parties in their backyard.
It's great.
And so at like 1 o'clock in the morning, drunk people will be trying to find that party in the backyard, and they'll like open the gate to our backyard, and the dogs will go crazy. It's like, oh,
what college do you live near?
Xavier.
Xavier, okay.
We're like right across the street from Xavier.
Yeah.
I don't think I realized that. I've only been to your house like once, I think, twice.
Yeah. It was in the dark and our porch light was off, so you couldn't tell where you were.
Yeah. Like me and Charlie came over, we didn't know which door it was.
During the summer, it's very quiet.
We really love our house. And we had these really awesome like families living above us, and then they left.
Yeah, I really love Clifton in the summer. You can just walk up, get some ice cream.
It's beautiful.
Get some bubble tea.
Summer.
Go to GameStop. Yeah. Just walk around. I get harassed.
August 13th rolls around, those shitheads keep rolling in.
Yeah.
Should I stop cussing as much on this podcast?
Oh, no. We have a parental advisory sticker, so you're good.
Every episode's explicit.
Yeah, on iTunes, it's marked explicit.
Explicit.
Good.
That means it's good for the kids.
Yes. Explicitly good for children.
Well, if the kids are listening, they're extremely cool.
Yeah. So, news. Uncharted 4 got a release date. I guess some PAX was this week.
Was this week.
PAX Prime.
Which one?
The big
PAX
one.
Prime? Okay. Yeah.
They had the Magic the Gathering World Championships at PAX this year. I watched that finals match last night. Woo! It was a good one.
Oh, yeah? Was it exciting?
It was actually exciting. It was actually kind of weird because now, as Magic the Gathering gets bigger and we're more into the Twitch age, so previously, you know, they're recorded, but now they're starting to get an audience. So I don't know what happened, but something happened where people would not shut up laughing. So it was really weird, and you could tell like you know, because it's very serious, like final match. It's for like I think it's like 2 million, something like that. But I don't know. People were,
it's probably a whole section of people on shrooms or something.
Yeah,
and this is like a one-on-one.
Yeah. It was the final. Yeah. So like Magic World Championship starts on Thursday, and then the finals are Sunday night. And it's like 8 hours of Magic or more a day, so it's rough on those guys. But
did that one kid make it, Steven?
I don't know who Steven was. No, were you talking about the one that the Vice documentary was on?
Yeah,
I think his name's Jason. No, he wasn't in the top 16.
Mm. Were there any people with guns or throwing poop?
Nope.
Like the Pokemon ones.
Are there people around them watching, like in an arena?
They are not allowed to be in the same room, but they're like in an adjacent room.
So where's the laughing coming from?
From the adjacent room. It was like so loud that it was like penetrating the
main floor.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not allowed to have anybody in the room except for the judges, and not even the commentators in the same room. They're looking through cameras because of just the amount of money that it's, you know, they don't want anybody cheating or whatever.
Giving hand gestures.
Yeah.
Throwing out hands and stuff.
Throwing
out hand jobs.
Did you guys see the documentary about the guy that cheated at Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and got caught and he's in prison for 18 months?
Slumdog Millionaire?
No, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? He called.
No, it's the name of the documentary, Slumdog Millionaire, because it should be.
Yes.
That would be amazing.
I forget the name of it. It's like, I'm trying to think. It had one of those like little play on words names. But apparently he found out who was going to be on the show with him, like the other Fastest Finger contestants. Mm-hmm. And then he said, oh, he got like in the cahoots with a couple of them, that if they knew the answer, they would just like put their hand on their head or something like that, and he would look for that, and he ended up winning $1 million. And then, apparently, they found out because his wife's behavior in the crowd was like she wasn't getting as excited as she should be or whatever like that. So they went back and checked it, and sure enough, they caught them all, and two of them are in jail for stealing $1 million and all that jazz. That was pretty wild.
That's pretty crazy. I don't know.
Stupid wife.
Yeah.
Just couldn't he pretend to be excited?
Yeah, he hit like $125,000, and she was like playing on her phone, just like did nothing, like didn't make no reaction. So.
I mean, I would be excited that I'm getting $125,000.
Yeah, even if we were cheating, I'd be like, yeah, boy.
did you guys know they still air new episodes of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
But they don't actually give $1 million, right?
It's like right after Family Feud.
Yeah, it's a daytime.
But the prize pool is reduced, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
I think you win like $10,000.
He wants to be a $10,000.
He can't be giving out like $1 million a week.
Nobody's going to win $1 million. That's why the show still goes.
Yeah.
Wonder how many people won.
I like that they throw in pop culture references. Like, what's the popular social media site with a bird as the logo?
Yeah.
Is it Facebook?
Tweetbook.
Is it?
They're going after my friend.
Going now they have like five lifelines instead of like the original three. So
that's bullshit.
Yep.
You got dummies playing. Nobody wants to play it anymore.
So maybe that Uncharted 4 is coming out on March 18th, which is pretty soon.
I haven't played the first three.
Well, you're missing out.
Am I?
Great games.
My little brother loves them.
Uncharted?
Yep.
I played through like 50% of the second one.
It's the best one.
Is there one where you start off in a bar fist fighting a dude? Is that that game?
I haven't played the first one. Okay. I only played the second one.
I just remember something like that. I think my little brother was playing it. It looked kind of neat.
The new Xbox One will boot up 20% faster.
Yeah.
Is that the Halo one?
Is it not?
It's just the new,
new model coming out.
Yep. Hmm?
Does it not boot up fast?
I've never noticed it not booting up fast.
I think our TV just boots up really slow. So usually Xbox beats our TV turning on.
I can see your little adware stuff. Had you looking at cellos on the side? Is that an ad for cellos on the side?
Yep. For Amazon, yep.
I hate it when it does that. I
just bought my daughter a cello, so it's all over the place.
It's a five-year-old size cello. It's amazing.
It's awesome.
Also, she is the tallest five-year-old I have ever met.
I know. It's weird. She should just start beating up the other kids.
Yeah, she's like a five-year-old. Like, she's like the Sasquatch of her school, right?
She's grown like a full foot since I saw her last.
Yeah.
It was in April.
Yep, I know. And we've been buying clothes like crazy. Yeah.
Just give her...
She's lanky.
Give her like wetsuits, like that stretch.
Or those like mid-90s shirts that were all crumpled that expanded to the right size, one size fits all.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, they were good. You bought them at like Sam's Club.
Well, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I had a bunch of them.
I don't remember that at all. I don't know.
Me either.
Kind of checked out towards the late 90s, so I might have missed that.
I'll bring it back for you.
All right, cool. I want to see it.
How's the band going? Any gigs?
We were just starting practicing, so wow. I mean, we could book gigs whenever we want, probably. But I mean, we know a bunch of people that still play out, and people that promoters and stuff. Just
is the old band getting back together?
Yep, Bourbon Legends.
Damn.
So far,
were you always called Bourbon Legends, or did you rename?
Yeah, we're always called Bourbon Legends.
Well, that's cool. That name.
Any basement concerts?
No, we're not doing basement shows while the children are in the house.
There are three stories. They don't even have to know what's going on in the basement.
Have you Googled Bourbon Legends? Because I feel like that's too awesome of a name to nobody to have tried to take that.
When we first came up with the name, I Googled it extensively, and no, nobody had it. After we'd been around for a year, there was this husband and wife duo called the Bourbon Legends. They are the Bourbon Legends.
You don't have a these.
Come on,
are they that hipster folksy duo?
I think they were just like alt country bullshit.
Mumford and Sons.
But now there's
lots
a line
of jars.
Bourbon in Germany that's called Bourbon Legends. So I don't know why Germans are making bourbon. I didn't know they did that.
Like, yeah, that's right.
So I don't know.
So what you're saying is Cordelia is going to be in the band?
Yeah, sure. She can like be a bouncer or something.
Or a cellist.
She is not willing to practice at all. Like I said, we brought it home and like 15, like after we got it out, like 5 minutes later, she was like, put it down and want to watch TV.
What prompted the cello of all instruments?
That's what she wanted to play. I don't know.
That's what she chose.
Probably she's got a class on cello. She doesn't want to do it at home.
Yeah,
that's homework. Nobody wants that.
She hasn't taken a class yet, and she was super excited about it. She chose it over soccer and ballet.
Oh,
so
man.
Yep, Charlie's chose soccer.
Oh shit! The Bourbon Legends got Dwight Yoakam to write a song with them. Man,
what?
Yeah,
really?
Dwight Yoakam?
No way.
I'm gonna read.
I am gonna have to pause because I just Googled that and I didn't come up with anything.
Yeah.
You Googled the Bourbon Legends?
The Bourbon Legends, Jason Bolan and the Stranglers. Co-written with the late Bob Childers, it was produced by longtime Dwight Yoakam and collaborator Pete Anderson.
When did they get together? When were they formed? We have a
2006.
Oh, we predate that. Like our EP that we recorded was in like 2002, 2003.
You gotta send him a cease and desist. Send Dwight Yoakam a cease and desist.
Yeah.
Fucking Dwight Yoakam.
I don't know how I missed that.
Dwight Yoakam is one of the
ugliest guys.
Well,
you told me about the time that you were
Yoakam.
Playing a show and you saw Dwight Yoakam in the crowd.
Yeah.
That's precedent.
What a name. Dwight Yoakam.
Dwight Yoakam.
He plays the bad guy in a few movies. I guess he went into acting for a while.
Dwight Yoakam?
Remember the movie A Panic Room?
That is still not coming up for me.
I'm going to send you the
Kentucky Derby Bourbon Legends series, right, which is about rare bourbons.
Hold on.
Bourbon Legends free listening videos and concerts. Last FM.
He was also the bad guy in Hollywood Homicide with Harrison Ford and Josh Hartnett.
And then there's this.
I just Facebook message.
He was one of the main guys that has a mask. He's the one that gets beat up real bad and has the busted up face.
Oh, okay.
Because the black guy was Forrest Whitaker. And he was a really ugly white dude.
Okay.
The Bourbon Legend.
Yeah.
It's the Bourbon Legend, not Bourbon Legends.
Oh, my God. I am so sorry, man.
That stuff's important when you're talking about band names.
Is it? The, yeah, yeah. The is important?
Yeah. And yeah, because you can have Bourbon Legend, but like they can't sue me if I'm the Bourbon Legends.
What
or
if,
Bourbon Legends.
What if I was Killers and the Killers could not sue me?
Right.
Okay.
Bullshit.
So I swear to God.
So I've got a pretty good band the name for you, and I am willing to let you have it.
Okay. Do we need to pause this?
No. I want everyone to know.
This is on recording. You have president.
All right.
This is a Felonious Feline Philanthropist.
Felonious Feline. I can't even say that name.
Everyone's going to love it. It's the best name ever.
All right.
I think Bourbon Legend's a little bit better.
I think it's more of a good album title.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a mouthful for a band name. I don't know.
But no, never.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Yeah, that's the best name I've ever heard. Made it up.
So, all right. Well, enough about my bullshit.
And Danny really dropped the ball and he's like, they're only gonna need me for a few minutes at the beginning, a few minutes at the end.
Must be some crazy shit going down.
Hey, I'm Danny. Now.
There's been quite a few Dannys on the show in the last 2 weeks.
Who's going to tell us the entire plot of Cabin Boy?
We should get to that while we can sum it up in 5 minutes.
All right, I didn't get to watch it. I have not got to watch anything. The only thing I remember is the part where he bangs the mermaid.
Yeah.
What?
And his pipes are clean.
Or when they get frozen in the ship.
All right,
it's a retelling of the Odyssey, right?
Yeah, it's a retelling of the Odyssey. Rich kid gets mixed up and gets on the wrong boat when he graduates from school and ends up going on a bunch of crazy adventures and becoming less of a dick.
And he learns to become a man.
Yeah.
By got his pipes clean.
By Vishnu.
It wasn't a mermaid. She had like 20 hands, right?
Yeah. So he gets saved by a merman. A mershark.
Did you guys watch it?
Sharkman.
Are you talking about Street Sharks?
Did you really not like it? It's a great movie.
I fucking hate that
movie. Is this a cartoon?
No, it should be.
it's a good feature movie. Film with Chris Elliott.
It's my one of two comedy guilty pleasures. My other one is The Pest with John Leguizamo.
Oh, I love The Pest, dude.
I haven't seen that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The Pest is amazing. So let's just talk about The Pest.
Yeah.
So The Pest is John Leguizamo, and he ends up like this rich guy. Kidnaps him and puts him on this island and hunts him for the most dangerous game.
Yeah.
And it's like the worst slapstick comedy, like Wile E. Coyote, John Leguizamo. It's amazing. We're going to watch it. That is next week. Is it not an actually funny movie?
It is. It's a hilarious movie. I'm not joking. The hunter in that, he's in prison now for diddling kids. the bad guy in the movie.
Oh man, is there any kids in The Pest? Because it could be dark now.
I don't think so.
All right.
Don't ruin James's childhood like that.
Yeah, Jeffrey Jones, I think his name is. The dad from Beetlejuice, that's who the guy is.
He's in jail for diddling kids?
Yeah. So if he's not in jail, he was in jail and he's now out. It's something back in the day, I just remember hearing about it.
Didn't have enough money. Pete Townsend was just like, nope. They showed up to arrest him for child pornography, and he just threw money in their faces till they walked away.
Okay.
Yeah, like there's an opening to The Pest where he's in the shower, and all he's doing is different, he's dressing up and like making different faces, and he makes like the most racially charged Chinese face in the world, and it's hilarious. And like, I feel bad for laughing, but I still laugh every single time I see it.
Rick, look at this. Like a booger, I stick to this. It's a great. That was a great line from that song.
Oh, yeah, he pretends to be Chinese, even though he's Mexican, so he can deliver Chinese food for a local restaurant with a go-kart. Like,
yeah, I still laugh at racially insensitive Asian stuff. Except for Breakfast at Tiffany's, that's horrible.
I've never seen that movie.
Fuck that.
Oh, Mickey Rooney does this really horrible Asian stereotype character in it. It's awful. I mean, it's from the 50s, but there's still like no excuse for it.
Probably in the 50s, we're still butthurt over Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Guy riding by on his bike.
My mom was here. She was like, that guy's Kate's in the place.
Yeah, during the party, she did. She just kept following me around, being like, you see that guy on the corner? He's on his phone. He's going to rob you.
Really?
He's going to take all your games.
Yes.
Has she been robbed quite a bit in the past? Or?
No, there's just no black people in Mount Sterling.
Oh.
You think, I don't know. I don't know.
We need to get that shit integrated.
Racist? Yes.
No, no. I was going to say, you think that would make you less like gun shy?
Dude, I don't know if you've ever watched the news, and if you're from the country, like if you ever turn on the news, it's just like black people like flipping cars and robbing and everything 24 hours a day.
That's true.
Like Mount Sterling is just getting video of the 94 race riots.
I mean, honestly, like when I lived in Lexington, which was like the big city for me, and we still didn't, there was not a lot of black people in Lexington moving up here. I was like, holy shit, I'm going to get robbed and murdered. And I lived here for a while, and I'm like, oh, they're just like people.
They're just like people.
Yeah, they're not like faceless, it's horrible
people.
Yeah, horrible, you know, criminals that are horrible. Going to rob and beat you every time you walk out of the house. Though the time I did get jumped and the back of my head smashed in.
That was when you were living at Matt's.
That was when I was living at Matt's. That part sucked. So I've only been jumped
you
once.
You should have fucking paid your rent, man.
Yeah.
I came, warned you.
I came back and like Matt's on the porch handing these kids crack rocks.
And collecting the food that they stole from you.
Yeah. Did they take your food and your phone, right? Was that right?
They didn't take my phone. They came up behind me and they were like high school kids. They had a rock about the size of like an 8-ball. And they just chucked it as hard as they could in the back of my head. And I had, like, grocery bags. And so, like, they fell. And then they, like, there was a guy that was, like, behind him. He's like, what the fuck? Because it was, like, 5 o'clock. Like, it was, like,
daytime. It was daylight, yeah.
Yeah. And they, like, took off running and shit.
So they just hit you with a giant rock and then ran away?
Yeah.
Assholes.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. But, I don't tell the story often because I don't like to perpetuate the stereotype.
that school right there is horrible. Yeah. It's like the worst school in Cincinnati. So
yeah.
Not a lot of fine young kids in that school.
Yeah.
Not necessarily representative of the African-American race in general.
What age do you think you're going to let Cordelia walk to the store?
25? I don't know. It depends on when she can cross the road without like getting distracted and like not looking.
Because this was between your house and the little convenience store, like right on the corner.
Yeah, like, probably like 8 or 9. I'd say.
Oh, yeah. I would not. Maybe I'm gonna be a crazy parent, but no way. I mean, my 8-year-old walk that street.
I mean, she lives in the city. Yeah. She's going to have to learn to survive in it at some point. We'll teach her the best she can. We can at some point, you know, until then. But
honestly, she's not crossing any busy roads. She's crossing the side streets, and it's right on the corner, and you can pretty much see it from your house, so it's not a big deal.
Right. I don't think he's worried about traffic, though. He's worried about kids from the high school throwing baseball-sized rocks into the back of her head.
Yeah.
I lived in Clifton.
Or just general shitheads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you still have the one neighbors across the street, or do they ever get evicted? Or I just assume they never pay rent, right?
Yeah. Oh, the ones that like sit there and like sell whatever. I don't know. Yeah. It's weird. It's like every 2 years, this is like a different generation. Like the old generation gets locked up, and then the new generation comes in to replace them. Yeah, it's kind of messed up. The new guys are pretty cool, though. They're a lot less obnoxious than the old.
Who are these neighbor kids you were talking about?
Huh? Just now?
No, Cordelia said she was, they were a bad influence because she was listening to Katy Perry.
Oh, there's this one who's like 12, and there's like a little girl who watches a baby. She's like, well, probably like 8 or 9.
Watching a baby?
Watching like a 2-year-old, 1 or 1.5, 2-year-old, like all the time. Like, oh, God. They stay with their grandma while their mom's like working.
Oh.
So. And they come into our backyard and play with Cordelia sometimes. And the 12-year-old was singing Bikini Summer at my daughter for some reason. Is that the name of the song? The Katy Perry? Like,
let's go to James for this one. That's his favorite
California
artist.
Girls?
No. No, it was some like Bikini Summer song. I don't know. I didn't know it was Katy Perry until you said it was Katy Perry.
I just assumed it was
okay.
A summer. What is it? Summer Girls?
Summer girls. California Girls.
California Girls.
I like Katy Perry. I think she's a good artist. She has some good genes.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Firework.
I like Firework
because it's the theme song to Madagascar 3, and I've seen that movie 400 times.
That's
we're really downplaying James's affinity for Katy Perry.
I do actually like Katy Perry.
Like, it's always on our recently played Spotify.
Yeah, like if you look at my Spotify, it's really weird. It's like Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds and Katy Perry.
That's all right. I listened to Brooks and Dunn on the way up here, so
I can't judge. I mean, I was just about to judge you, but I realized how hypocritical that would be, so I didn't. Yeah. Though I don't think, I don't know. Did you turn on Garth Brooks afterwards?
Garth Brooks is a step up from Brooks and Dunn.
Is it really?
Yes. Yeah, Brooks and Dunn.
It's a low step. Like, it's only like one step on that ladder, I think.
You know, I have no idea. I've always meant to look into that and then just like forget as soon as I
ask if Brooks was the Brooks and
if Brooks of Brooks and Dunn is Garth Brooks.
I don't think so.
Oh shit! Did your mind just get blown?
But no, I have thought about that before, but I just never remember to look it up.
He's still looking up the Bourbon Legends. He's just obsessed with it.
Yeah, I'm like, God, so many bands named Bourbon Legends. It's like
Trendsetter.
I mean, Dwight Yoakam, I don't know if you ever heard this, but he produced like the Bourbon Legends album. That was awesome.
Yeah, I have a Google alert for Bourbon Legends, and none of this stuff has popped up in the 10 years since.
I'm probably the first person to Google it since 2006. Dwight Yoakam's probably like, yeah.
Do you have a Google alert set for our show?
Yeah, yeah.
Does it ever pop?
I was going to say, what's the coolest thing that's popped on that?
Nothing, just that Reddit post you made the other week that I hassled you about.
It's a weird porn parody, probably.
Brooks and Nintendo. Why did I search Brooks and Nintendo? Sorry. I don't know.
We had a post on Reddit?
I post on Reddit the show every week.
Oh, damn it.
And the Reddit thread.
Somebody else posted.
It's Kix Brooks and Ronnie Dunn, so not Garth Brooks.
Not Garth Brooks.
Kix?
Did we get any emails this week?
Oh.
Matt Fry's getting lazy, man. Come on. Our big emailers are Matt Fry, John Crawford, and Z Melts, but he has been gone for a year.
Tim.
Yeah, Tim's a big one.
He said he stopped listening when we were talking about Dragon Age. Wonder if he ever, you know, that's what happens with like
spoilers.
Yeah, no, that's just what happens with like bad habits. Once you like let them go for a while, you just don't pick them back up again. Yep. So he's like, oh, geez, I haven't listened to this in a while.
He came Saturday too, didn't he?
Yeah,
that's why.
He's like, I'm no longer required to. That's what happened when last year at Gen Con, I stopped playing Marvel Puzzle Quest because I was so busy.
Yeah,
and then I'm like, you know what? I don't miss it.
Yeah. There's this one podcast I used to listen to. It was a really good horror podcast. And then one week, one of the hosts just went off on this horrible, like, right-wing Rush Limbaugh tirade. And I was like, I'm not going to listen to that anymore, at least for a few episodes. Let him calm down. It was right when Obama got elected, so he was super heated.
Yeah, I've cut out a couple podcasts for just weird shit going down. Shows I've been listening to for forever.
Mm-hmm. I actually did. I don't remember which one it was, but that's what happened with Kevin Smith lately. Maybe it was like last year. We listened to a podcast and he just went like shit town nuts, like very angry. I was like, I do not like angry Kevin Smith.
which one was it? I love the ones where he goes nuts.
It was when we were driving to Florida.
Yeah, I don't know. And he was talking about like weed and stuff. And
yeah, it was like a.
It was really uncomfortable. Like, you could tell the person that was talking to him was uncomfortable. And it was just really, it wasn't a righteous rage. Is you that know? I like those. Yeah. It was like a, geez, shut the fuck up.
Is that when you came into the week after the show and you're like, I'm pretty sure Kevin Smith's going to commit suicide at some point?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that now.
I have not listened to a Kevin Smith podcast since then because it was just really uncomfortable and weird.
Yeah. He's in a weird place. So, yeah. Nope. Nothing in our email. We got a new follower on Twitch.
Wait.
This is on Twitch?
Nice. This isn't on Twitch.
You would think that would make sense for this to be on Twitch. But
this?
Yeah.
This very podcast that we're doing now?
Oh, don't people live stream their podcasts on Twitch?
They do.
Yeah,
they do. Cool. But we don't have the equipment really for that.
All right, I'm leaving. Danny's back.
All right.
No longer Danny.
Thanks, Goodbye. Allie.
Goodbye. But do we have any videos besides Danny opening Hearthstone packs?
Nope.
I tried to watch that, by the way. I was not having it on my phone. Yeah,
so, how did you get it to keep your video? Was it just like not super long, and so it kept it? Or?
We didn't have the archive function turned on.
Oh, all right. I didn't see that. Where was that?
Move. I don't know. It was like I had to Google it because it's not very obvious. It feel like it would be like a big button or something. But even with it on, that video will disappear in like 3 or 4 weeks if we don't turn it into a highlight. or import it to YouTube.
I was reading that there is a there's like a tool that's while you're twitching, it also is like at the same time making it into a YouTube video. So like automatically loads up to YouTube after the Twitch stream ends.
Yeah, I tried it out streaming. I have to upgrade my internet service or something. I did a speed test afterwards, and I was doing like less than a megabyte of upload at a speed. And so that's why it's all jumpy and stuff.
Do you have Time Warner?
Yeah, I know I have Fioptics, but I have like the lowest package. It's like 10 megabytes download, 1 megabyte upload. So I was thinking about upgrading to something with more upload speed. That's why I haven't done anything since.
At Pizza Hut, we have atrocious Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
It's literally like 1.2 megs down, and it's like a quarter meg up. So all it is for like sending the data at the end of the day. But I'm pretty sure whoever sold the Mexican restaurant at the end of the strip mall, El Toro, their internet, like they had to have bilked them. Like they don't need. I go down there and I connect their internet. They have 40 down and 20 up. On their connection speeds. And like they have to be paying out the ass for that, especially in this neck of the woods. Like, yeah. Internet prices are very high around here.
So I looked at my internet and I could either have 10 and 1, 20 and 2, and or 30 and 5.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about just calling them and asking them if they have some sort of add-on where it's just upload speed.
James is choking on Pizza Hut.
If I ever have like a big download on my phone or my computer, I just walk down to El Toro and like I'll walk on the subway. I'll sit in Subway next to El Toro, do everything I need to do, and just walk back to Pizza Hut and continue what I'm doing.
I don't know what's going on here on Saturday with my like hotspot, but the internet just got destroyed. My my point of sale system is on the wireless, so I had to go like unplug the hotspot so I could put credit cards through.
That's roughly this what happened to Kevin whenever he tried to play WoW. Whenever he ran a credit card transaction, it would like it would like short out his game.
Well, I mean, specifically like they come and installed like all this like hotspot equipment, and they're like, yeah, you'll be able to have like. I was like, I'd like to have like Hearthstone tournaments for like 16 plus people. They're like, oh yeah, definitely. And I just had people in the store. I don't know. I don't think really anybody was like.
Yeah,
heavily like playing games on the Wi-Fi.
I'm sure me and Anthony were both playing Final Fantasy Record Keeper, but
I can't imagine that destroys a hotspot that's meant for 16
I don't feel like
people.
It should.
Fiona might have been watching Netflix.
Oh yeah.
But still. I don't think so. Like when you were having issues, I don't think she was. I think she was running around.
But I just went and unplugged the hotspot and it fixed everything. So.
Apparently,
I also wonder maybe if people around here. It was like a Saturday night, so I assume with like the apartments and stuff that are adjacent to here, maybe people have been like using the hotspot.
Do you not have a password on it?
No.
Oh, it doesn't?
The Wi-Fi has a password, but the hotspot you just sign in because it's like a.
Oh, so it's like the hotspot provided by the.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, we were just using the signed in wireless.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, maybe that was what it was, guys.
I think mine just connected automatically because I've been here before.
Yeah.
And I may or may not have given Matt the password.
I unplugged the hotspot, though, and it fixed everything. So.
Nice. What kind of speed do you get here on your normal Wi-Fi?
I didn't actually look at it.
So I'm just still confused. Do you have a hotspot that plugs into your router that you serve like free Wi-Fi for the entire area?
For
you know this block or whatever?
Huh?
For the you know this block or
not the block? It's supposed to be like I think it's like 25 feet.
And why do you do that? Do they give you any money to do that, or is it just like something you did to be nice?
Just because if people, I was under the impression that it was like separate, so there'd be the store Wi-Fi that I would run my equipment on, and then there'd be a Wi-Fi hotspot if people wanted to play Hearthstone and stuff. But evidently, it is running off of the same the same connection,
same cable.
Yeah. I mean, you could probably get into your router and like. Split it off into two separate services, and one you could like limit the speed on if you wanted.
I just yanked it from the wall.
He'll plug it in when he needs it.
Yeah.
When there's a Hearthstone tournament.
So, what's the most expensive game in the shop? Like, base game?
Probably Twilight Imperium.
Yeah, I would have to say Twilight Imperium.
There's a couple $100 games. Twilight Imperium, there's a Dominion set. Imperial Assault and Star Wars Armada are $100.
If you really want to steal something, though, I would go for the Magic Singles.
Oh, yeah. I've got a couple of grand in Magic Singles in that case, easy. Just in sealed product, there's about $3,000 in sealed product over there.
My goodness.
You ever going to sell video games?
God damn.
Oh, yeah. That's what all my friends, when I tell them about you up in the store, they're like, when I say game store, they think video games, and I have to tell them it's tabletop.
That's what everyone thinks. Yeah. It's extra annoying.
Yeah. My brother's friends came up, and he's like, oh, man, I was going to buy a PlayStation 4 from you. Not Target.
So all kinds of... I told people that I would go play cards with my friends on Tuesday. I told that to coworkers, friends, because I know as soon as I say I'm going to play cards with friends, they all just assume I'm going to play poker.
Yeah. Yep.
No one ever thinks, never questions it, thinks twice.
Like Danny plays a lot of poker.
Yeah, Danny, man. Danny must be some sort of like Texas Hold'em tycoon or something.
So
you're going to get invited to a game one day.
I know.
They're all going to be really disappointed.
Yeah, but I cannot bluff at all.
Danny's like, what hand beats what? I have five reds. What's that do?
I have an honest face.
I actually, like, I know how to, in college, so I was in college from 2001 to like 2005, right when the Texas Hold'em craze happened.
Yeah.
And every fucking week, all my friends would be like, oh, we're having a Hold'em game. Tournament. We're having a Hold'em tournament. And so I played a lot, and then I kind of forgotten how to play poker. So you're at the casino. I was like, maybe I'll sit down on like a...
video poker?
Oh, video poker's really easy.
Yeah.
But I was like, maybe I'll sit down at a table and play. But I was like, I would probably embarrass myself. Because there's like etiquette, you know, where you'll do certain things, fold and stuff, that you could fuck other players up and like for the house. Yep. So if you don't know that etiquette, this is people off like blackjack. Like
people get pissed at blackjack all the time when I'm playing. Oh.
What do you do?
Well, like there's a common rule in blackjack that if the dealer's showing a card that's less than a 10, that they're going to have to take a hit almost no matter what.
They have to hit on, what is it, 16?
Anything under 17.
Yeah, they have to hit on 16.
And like, so, and if I'm showing my cards and I have like a 14, and say I take a hit, normally you're not supposed to, because the odds are you're going to, like, you would, if the dealer's showing a card that's below a 10, they're going to have to hit most likely, and there's a better chance of them busting. So therefore, I wouldn't take a card normally if they're showing that and I'm showing a similar thing.
So
if I take a card, the guy next to me that needs to hit is going to be pissed if I take that card and it's a good card when I really shouldn't have hit.
So say, like, the dealer is showing a 15, and Ish is showing, or the dealer is showing a 5, and Ish is showing a 4. Ish hits and he gets a king and busts. That could have been the king for the dealer that busts.
Because everybody else at the table is probably going to stay. If I would have stayed, the dealer would have gotten that king. Bust, yeah. We all would have won. So people get pissed at that. Right.
I also like to do what Ish does. We were in Montreal, the huge casino there in Montreal. You will recognize it from the episode of Archer, I think, where he's in Canada. But... we were playing Texas, or no, we were playing blackjack. We played all kinds of games. I don't remember much. I was very drunk. But anyway, we were at a table full of like Frenchmen, and they were all like speaking French, and it was the worst experience. I could just tell I was drunk and ruining it for everybody. This was like 2003, so I was very much on the America, fuck yeah, plan.
You have a habit of getting drunk and ruining everything for everybody else.
Thank you, Danny.
Just random strangers.
I was like, yeah, America, going to war.
You get drunk and participate in some sort of group activity that you probably shouldn't be participating in.
I bought a cowboy hat at the at the gas station on the way to the casino so I could wear it. American cowboy!
Nothing's more American than gas station apparel right there.
And you don't like Brooks and Dunn.
I peed in the corner of the casino, like in the corner, and one of the Canadians had to pick me up and carry me out that we went there with. We met these guys on Xbox Live. And they were like, you guys should come to Canada, to Ottawa. We own a bar.
Bar, that's right. Yeah, I mentioned
that. Yeah, so when I was like so drunk, I was in the casino. I was just like, I'm going to piss on this wall. Nobody will notice. They're like putting me over their shoulder. I'm pissing in the air with a cowboy hat on. But yeah, good times.
They ever invite you back to Canada?
They did, actually. They had a really good time. They were fools, too. I mean, but we did not go.
Like, there was equal chance they'd be pissing in the corner.
I see.
So Notch, you remember he sold Minecraft to Microsoft?
Yeah, I read all his like boohoo shit.
His woe is me.
Billions of dollars.
It's lonely being a billionaire.
He got $2.5 billion from that sale.
Not mentioning partied with like Selena Gomez.
bought the $70 million Beverly Hills mansion, and now he's all sad because he's lonely.
I'm so lonely.
I like where he's talking about. He's like, I could like go do stuff with my friends, but I have to wait for them to get off work because they have jobs and stuff. And, you know, like they're just always busy, and I just don't have friends because they don't have time to hang out with me because they have to work for money.
They're working adults.
And he said the former employees of Mojang.
That's Mojang.
I've heard it pronounced like a million different ways.
Yeah, it's Mojang. Ways.
Sometimes it's by representatives of the company.
It's Mojang.
Mojang. Anyway, all those employees hate him now, even though he supposedly took care of them before he left.
How did he take care of them?
Shot them in the face.
Gave them all $50 American Express gift cards.
I can only imagine that if you were the CEO, like if there were, we had a small company and we made an indie game and there was like, you know, the four of us, and then I came in one day, I'm like, boom, just sold it. I get $2 billion, but it's cool. I'm going to take care of you guys. Here's like, you know, $100,000. See you. You guys are probably like, fuck that guy.
Well, I would be like, thanks for the $100,000. Let's make the company again and make James head of business because he knows how to sell the fucking shit. I don't know.
I get the impression that he did not want to work anymore, that he was like, see ya. Yeah. Take my $2 billion.
Why would you need to if you have $2 billion?
Elon Musk, man. He's fixing the world.
Is he?
One electric car at a time.
Yeah.
Have you guys... Oh, I've been reading The Martian. Have you guys seen the preview for that movie coming out?
I've seen the previews. I want to see it.
It looks really good.
I didn't read the book.
The book is really awesome.
That's the one where he gets trapped on Mars, right?
Yeah. It's really good.
I don't... The previews look so good that I was like, I'm going to go get this book. And I was like, you know what? The movie is probably going to be super tense if I do not know what happens. Yeah. At the end.
All I got to say is Matt Damon just has to stop going into space. It never works out for him.
Yeah. Interstellar, he's the asshole. So.
Oh, man. What are those robots' names?
Shit.
Silence. Allie, what's the robot's name in Interstellar?
The two robots?
Lars.
Yeah,
okay, Lars. Talk to me, Lars.
When it's going across the water on that one ocean planet, that's
you're
crazy.
Like, fuck yeah, Lars, just save the day. Like, it was literally the best actor in that movie. Was that robot?
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, you've never seen Interstellar?
No. I just watched Gravity today.
I haven't seen Gravity.
I haven't either.
Have you seen...
It's really good.
Have you seen Inception?
No, I have not seen Inception. I didn't go to the theater when it was out, and it hasn't been on streaming services or anything.
I have it on DVD. I'll bring it to you.
I finally saw Ant-Man the other day.
Did you?
Yep.
I saw that Rick and Morty Inception episode. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I think I have a pretty good idea of what happens in Inception.
Sure. It's been pop culture to death, but it's only been pop culture to death because it's such an amazing movie and probably sits in everybody's head. You should see that and Interstellar. They're both good movies.
Yeah, I definitely want to see both of them.
Huh? Same director?
Yeah, Christopher Nolan.
Nolan.
From Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Nolan should.
Yeah, when I buy movies, I buy like Frozen and shit like that. Like,
you don't have to buy it, Matt. You can just rent it or steal it.
Yeah, I don't know. Got three strikes against me on my internet. I don't wanna.
Did you really?
Yeah, over the years we've like it's been a long time.
How have I never got anything in the mail? I just steal shit all the time.
I got one strike years ago when I had Insight Cable in Northern Kentucky.
I think once you get a hit, like you're fucked.
You're
like,
flagged.
You're flagged, and every time you try to do something after that,
I just straight up go to Pirate Bay.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I still do it, but it's a big to do. I have to go like get Tor and.
I used to
other shit, and
I got mine downloading the first season of Eastbound and Down on Kazaa. Remember that download service?
Yeah, it was right after Napster.
Right after Napster, yep.
I think the last one I got was for Swordfish.
And the movie Swordfish?
Yeah, I didn't
with John Travolta and Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, one of my roommates downloaded it.
Halle Berry's boobies.
Oh, what was Soul Seek? You guys remember that?
Yeah.
Wonder if there's just like a hell full of dead peer-to-peer.
Peer-to-peer, yeah.
It's like Soul Seek, LimeWire.
LimeWire. I made money in high school downloading music and putting it on CDs for kids.
Yeah.
This PAX party got sued for using Pokemon on their invitations.
They weren't actually affiliated with PAX. It was just a party that was occurring during PAX.
That makes it kind of even pettier on Nintendo's account.
Yeah. Did you? Well, I looked into it. because I was like, oh, because first of all, it's Kotaku. They're like, outrage. And I'm like, okay, Kotaku. So I looked in it. They've been running this party for 6 years. They've made like almost $100,000 off of this party. They fire the whole city with like official Pokemon art, and they sell tickets. And they do not, they, it's very, you would think it's an official Pokemon party.
Really? Because I saw the invitations, they looked horrible. They looked like something like,
I think you saw the one thing that Kotaku put up. Mm-hmm. I do not necessarily know if that's indicative of what they actually were posting. But,
yeah, no, that's terrible. It's like, I don't know.
No, if they've been doing it for years and years, it seems less petty to me.
Yeah, I'll admit that. It makes it seem less petty.
It's like the sixth year. They've almost made $100,000 off of it, man.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm going to throw a party at San Diego Comic-Con, I wouldn't be like, Marvel party, and have like all the superheroes. I'd be like, I'm throwing a comic book party.
And you wouldn't put like any comic book art on your...
I wouldn't call it the Marvel party and plaster it with Marvel superheroes. I would just say comic book party.
When are you going to host the first Arkham Con at the store?
Arkham Con? Never.
We can set up vendor booths and around the store, and people just walk through.
Yeah, that's just my store.
This thing says no cover all night. The invitation.
Yeah, except that wasn't true.
Maybe that was for the ladies.
You get there and like you have to pay to get in, even though the flyer says no cover.
I don't know. Read the story. Didn't even in the story did they say that they were charging people money? I don't think that's the flyer that was actually used. I think that's something that Kotaku put up.
Yeah, that's possible.
You're like, can we get a copy of that flyer? No, I was making something up then.
Here's a Facebook post that says something about 20% off tickets. So.
Yeah, I don't think there was a cover. You just had to buy a ticket to get in.
Okay. Yeah, that's lame. And that's it. I had a pretty slow news week. I didn't really look through the whole week, but I don't know. You'd think with PAX going on, there'd be like a ton of shit, but...
I saw an article about Destiny that I briefly browsed, but I didn't post to the website. They just were changing nightfalls. They're now, like, now when you do a nightfall, it doesn't kick you back to the to orbit if you all lose. Mm-hmm. They're just level 40 raids.
Does that make any sense? Okay.
Yeah. They're not nightfall at all.
So they just removed nightfalls from the game.
Yeah, the nightfalls are just level 40 raids now that you can do once a week.
All right. That's cool. Nothing else in the news. There's just like, it's really weird. Like Fallout 4 and Battlefront. What else is
Metal
there?
Gear?
Like I said.
Yeah, I saw Fallout a couple of articles talking about how awesome Metal Gear Phantom Pain is.
We talked about this briefly while you're gone, and he
blames it all on the drought.
Yeah, just like
I saw.
Just like where you know, there's nothing out there. They're just gonna masturbate all over Metal Gear Solid. There's no competition. It's the only video game to come out in like 2 months.
There's like some sort of, I think it was, they called it like an augmented reality pre-order contest going on for the next, oh God, what is the name of those games? The one where you're half robot, half guy.
What?
Crisis?
Are you talking about Deus Ex?
Deus Ex, yes.
Okay.
They're having some sort of augmented reality, well, they call it that, but it's basically the more people that pre-order it, the more you get with a pre-order, kind of like a Kickstarter for pre-orders or something.
Okay.
Stretch goals.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's not at all. I'm sure it's awful. Like,
I'm sure it's
not. I saw it on Kotaku, but there wasn't actually a news article about it. It was just a, like, the image of that they released for it, where it had like a little progress chart, like 0%, there's nothing, like 25%, there's like a bonus level in the pre-order or something like that. It looked really dumb. I hate pre-ordering games in general, so.
Yeah, I've only done it with like one game, I think, DuckTales.
Woo!
It really wasn't worth it.
Like DuckTales re-release recently or the one back in the day?
The re-release.
Okay.
I don't think you could pre-order games back when DuckTales came out.
The regular Nintendo game?
The pre-order Super Mario 3. No one ever said that.
Did you guys all talk about what kind of video games you've been playing this week?
We did. Yeah, what'd you play?
Should we rewind? Or you can just cut this. You could cut this into the beginning.
No,
right?
No, like no. Danny,
no, no, it's just a, it's a nothing, podcast wizardry.
Nothing. It's like
Mass Danny. Effect and MPQ. No.
Nice. It's going to be weird because you guys are going to be hearing this because it's going to be cut into the original
I'll just
audio.
Press the, I'll just press the put Danny's segment where it belongs button.
Yeah. Danny's life in a 15
just
minutes.
Just cut it out.
I've just been doing Hearthstone and more Heroes of the Storm for the most part. I just had a friend who started playing it, and Heroes of the Storm has like a rank mode that you can play with as a team. But everyone on the team has to be like at least level 30. So we've been grinding quick matches to get our friend that just joined up to level 30. And it's like really annoying because quick matches just give you terrible teammates and bad composition and random maps. So we lose like most of the time. But
okay. I'm going to interrupt you to point out that so this lady keeps pulling up in front of my store and she has a dog that lives in her car and she leaves the dog in the car all day and all night. You see the windows are cracked. Yeah, she's right there.
She's probably casing the place.
Yeah, I remember your mom talking about
the dog
her.
Yep, lives yep, in the
she's
car?
Tapping. Yep. She lives like in the apartment. So she leaves the dog in the car like all day. All day long. She'll come out and like sweep out the shit and stuff from
oh,
the car.
Oh, God. What's she's got like trash, drive that thing?
She's got like trash bags hanging in there and shit.
That's a really weird way to live your life.
Can't you call like SPCA? And
I mean, yeah. I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
Just wait until there's like a crowd in the store.
She's got the door cracked, so I think just one day I'm going to let the dog out.
Oh, true.
There she goes. I'm trying to.
You're smiling,
Danny.
I am smiling.
Danny, grimace now.
He wasn't even looking at us. Anyway, just, so yeah, I've been playing with my friend, trying to get him to level 30 so we can have some real games of Heroes of the Storm.
Right.
I played a couple of Steam games randomly. Just stuff I've picked up over the years from Humble Bundles and stuff like that. One of them was like a visual novel called Long Live the Queen. Took me about an hour to finish it. It was not very long. Other than that, yeah. I haven't been in much of a mood for single player games recently. I've been watching a lot more TV shows and anime. And I got a week long trial of Hulu so I could watch all of Rick and Morty. Since in the last like 8 days, 13 people have recommended it to me.
Yeah, I keep hearing Rick and Morty quotes. I keep seeing shit
rickety
about
rickety.
Rick and Morty. And I'm not watching rickety that wiggity fucking show. Fuck you guys.
I was right in your boat until I just broke down like 2 weeks and watching. I'm like, yeah, this is really good.
It was pretty good. I think what basically drove me over the edge was Anthony described it as if Doctor Who was like a psychotic, drunk madman, mad scientist. That's about it. That's a pretty accurate description.
I don't like Doctor Who.
I actually do not either.
Yeah, I actually kind of don't like Doctor Who.
Well, it was
you know what
I
phrase I hate more than anything? It's Whovian.
Oh, really?
Oh, I just want to kick somebody in their goddamn teeth. I'm like, a Whovian. Fuck you. But come here. We have Doctor Who games on the show. Come to Arkham House Games. We have Doctor Who the Card Game and Doctor Who Clue.
I hate when people do that wibbly wobbly timey wimey thing.
Yeah.
It makes me want to kick them in the teeth.
I think that's why Rick and Morty is like rickety wiggity. Rickety.
What's the Doctor Who card game? How's that played?
Oh, it's awful.
I don't know.
I heard it's just like kind of war. Like you play a higher value card than your opponent kind of do.
Somebody bought it though.
Yeah, somebody bought it. I sold the shit out of that game. I'm like, yeah, man, this is a great game. Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Games ain't paying for themselves.
Nope. You should want to make them do that, though.
But have you ever seen, let's call it Rick and Morty? You would really like it. You would really like it, man.
I've never heard of it.
It just seems like the kind of show you'd like.
I probably would like it. I'm just being stubborn now.
I also watched the last week of The Daily Show.
Well, that was sad, wasn't it?
I couldn't do it.
The last episode was terrible. It was just an hour long. Let's get all the correspondents back and just have them just blurt random nonsense at Jon Stewart.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know. Selection year's not going to be the same.
No, it's not.
I think that new guy's going to suck.
Trevor Noah. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I thought when Jon Stewart went on vacation, and they're like, for a month, you're going to have John Oliver. I was like, ugh. And then it happened. I'm like, oh, my God. I honestly do not want Jon Stewart to come back because John Oliver did a better job.
Yeah, I think I'm probably just going to switch over to the last week this week.
Well, there's only one episode a week.
I know.
So it's pretty. But yeah, I watch it every Monday. It's great.
Yeah, I only end up catching like one show a week anyway. So.
Yeah, I mean, when I was doing Jon Stewart, I was doing like Jon Stewart and Colbert at the same time. I would be like months behind.
On whatever the show that replaced Colbert Report is awful. What's that guy's name?
Larry Wilmer.
Yeah.
He's not
funny.
No.
He is not funny at all.
He's not, which is
it's like, shame. Here, I'm going to do my impression. Da 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 da, black!
Yeah.
Like, he's very dry, and then he'll, like, throw black in. And I'm like, I just wish that you would just, like, I don't know, just tell normal, black jokes.
In the last episode of Jon Stewart, it was an hour-long episode, so they canceled his show for the night. And he was on there, and he's like, I'm here because I got nothing better to do because my show got bumped. Thanks, Jon Stewart. He's like, I'm sorry, Larry. He's like, black shows matter, John.
Well, get it.
Black.
Black.
Yeah.
Just to illustrate James's point.
Well done. Did you watch Cabin Boy?
I did.
Oh, we already talked about it.
So my biggest problem with the movie is nailing awesome. Down what the setting was for it. Yeah. At first I'm like, finishing school. They're talking about bowler hats. It's probably set in like the 1800s. I mean, he's going to be on a ship at some point, right?
Well, he does say the bowler hat is an antique from the 1800s.
Yeah. That's when I was like, okay, maybe it's like early 1900s. And then he gets into a town car and I'm like, okay.
I think people, I don't think you guys understand that it's an urban fantasy movie. Like it's an urban fantasy, man.
None of the jokes are funny. Like, they were telegraphed like a mile away. Like, nothing surprised me. I don't know.
The practical effects were really awesome.
The practical effects are pretty good. I'll give it that.
It was a visual delight
for the time.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. I thought the whatever her name was, she was all right. The romantic lead.
Swimming bitch.
We just call them women.
And when he was riding her on her back like she was a dolphin, that was legitimately funny.
I thought he was like paddleboarding for a second.
I don't know.
Yeah, she was swimming around the world, right?
Yeah.
He was floating around in that giant pocket protector.
Yep. Yeah, you guys are laughing.
At the time, it wasn't funny.
It's a great movie. It is a joyful movie. I remember watching it. I mean, like, this is hilarious. And at the time, also, nobody thought it was hilarious but me, but I liked it.
I went and saw it in the theater when it came out, and I hated it then.
One of the funniest things about doing these old movies is I'm catching some of these actors where they were actually more in the prime of their lives, whereas the things I recognize them from is like,
parts in sitcoms.
The dad from How I Met Your Mother.
Andy Richter was young as fuck in that movie.
Yeah, he just plays the cabin boy that dies. Yeah, right?
Kenny, he was good. Kenny, that was good. Right, I forgot about him. That was actually pretty funny. Any scene with him in it was good.
Bullion? Maybe that's just a fancy word for chum.
I think I just don't like Chris Elliott.
I don't know.
It was a great movie.
Yeah. I want to like Chris Elliott. I just don't.
I remember people walking out of that movie. There's a couple of movies that I've sat through that I stayed in, and I'll name them for you real quick. While other people have walked out, Cabin Boy, Freddy Got Fingered. I was one of the last two people in that.
Would you like some sausage?
I saw it on release, and literally, it was a Friday night.
You know, there's a real similarity to Chris Elliott and Tom Green that I never put together before.
Yeah. Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. I saw it. It was...
That's a good movie.
Yeah,
people walked out of that?
It was on Christmas, so it was a Christmas release in a Cinemark theater on Christmas Day. People saw Bill Murray and thought it was going to be...
a raucous comedy.
Yeah, Groundhog Day.
Even though he hasn't done one of those in like 20 years.
Yeah, so I was one of like four people left at that, and... what's it called? We've talked about it before. Dread Island. Is that what it's called?
Dread Dead Island?
No, God. The... Lizard Wizard movie.
Club Dread.
Club Dread.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which I kind of like that movie, but I can see why people hate it.
With
Mitch and Hussle be Super Troopers, too. Yeah. And everybody walked out of it except for me and like two people.
With Bill Murray, did you see that he filmed a cameo with a female Ghostbusters movie?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he's not playing Bankman, though, so it's kind of shitty. But
it's a reboot, so they didn't exist. He's playing the guy that denies that ghosts exist.
Yeah.
Do they have a male receptionist?
Yeah, Hemsworth.
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth.
Thor.
Thor.
Okay, good. Because if you're going to do it, you got to do a full rehearsal. Yeah.
Instead of a Janine, you're going to have, I guess.
But Janine wasn't like the female version.
She was not the Dreamboat. No.
that's weird.
Do you have an appointment?
See, that right there worries me. Like, that it's not going to be good. Cause
they should have gotten Chris Elliott.
Miscasting gold right there.
Right.
That would be awesome.
When does that come out?
They could have got McLovin.
McLovin. that actually would be a good, whatever her fucker, Janine.
Yeah, Christopher Mintz-Plasse plays McLovin.
Yeah, I don't know when it comes out. When it's done, I guess
I'll go see it. Looks good.
So I've got I got this weird thing where I was a kid in the 80s, so like the women in the 80s that were supposed to be hot, I'm immune to them. So I didn't know, because I was a kid, I didn't care. So like, what were the big models in the 80s? Like was it Kathy Brinkley. Ireland,
Christy Brinkley, Kathy Ireland.
Yeah, like yeah. Those, like, I would see and I'm like, eh. Because I was immune as a kid, so I think maybe pop culture dictates, you know. Let me finish. I don't know.
I did not have that reaction to them when I was a kid.
It's just like,
Well, how much of a kid were you when James was a kid?
Not much.
Yeah, I was like 7. Yeah. So. But, you know, growing up, I'm like, maybe Janine was hot. I don't know. I mean, I do not find her attractive.
How old are you guys?
I'm 32.
28.
37?
Shit, I had no clue how old any of you were.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
Yeah. Wow.
I'll be 30 in about a month and a half. Mm-hmm.
Youngest.
Alex, 26.
26? You're young.
Yeah. Damn. I would have gotten that.
Yep.
Well, she went to college with your brother.
Yeah. I just recently found out that she was a college classmate of my brother.
It was weird because we were here and Joe was here and Joe's like, oh, do you know Allie? I'm like, yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
And then Allie was like, man, I know one of my friends I went to school with would really, really like your game store. And I was like, oh, cool. We'll tell him, invite him. And she's like, that's him. Like, that's Joe.
Yeah, my girlfriend was like, are they brothers? When we were sitting at the table, I was like, yeah, that's his brother, Joe. She's like, we thought so.
What else do we have?
Any more news?
No, that's it.
Oh, yeah?
Got everything.
So I heard you talking about what you got out of the 50-pack for Hearthstone. I also got duplicate legendaries. It's pretty disappointing.
It's the first time that's ever happened. Like, I've never gotten a single duplicate legendary.
Yeah.
And I've gotten a lot of like packs the other ones, so it was really weird, bizarre.
I was cracking packs yesterday and I got another legendary, but it was Millhouse Mana Storm. God damn it.
Now, did you guys just buy the 50 packs with the grand tournament that came out, or
they had a special that if so normally 50 packs is like what,
40
bucks?
It's more than that. It's 40 packs for $50.
Yeah, so they had a special. If you pre-ordered 50 packs, it was $50.
Mm. So it's like 10 free packs.
Yeah.
And
you got a special card back and stuff, too.
I downloaded Hearthstone through the Amazon store, and I had a whole bunch of Amazon gift cards left over that I barely ever buy anything on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
When people give me Amazon gift cards, I like have to like seriously look for something to buy on Amazon sometimes.
I read a lot of books on my tablet, so I usually use the Amazon.
Honestly, most of the time what I end up buying is just the nine sleeve card pages for binders, so I could organize my cards for card games.
That's so sad.
Yeah. That's so sad. I don't know what else to get on Amazon.
Where do you guys get all your cool, do you get it on Amazon, like all the card, like the card sleeves that are neat looking?
Have you ever been to my game store ish once you go over there?
I haven't looked yet.
Just to get them at the store.
I need card sleeves.
But I mean,
I got a whole thing of sleeves.
I need some card cases.
I would get like 50 big bundles of 50 packs of the nine sleeve pages you get for the binder, because they never stole. They had like an open box of them of Art of War, but you'd have to buy them one page at a time, and I'm like, that's stupid.
Well, anything else? We didn't have any emails.
Nope. So what?
We didn't have any emails. Next week we are going to watch The Pest with John Leguizamo.
All right. Sure, we don't want to do short circuit instead.
We'll do that. We'll do that the week after.
Well, I guess we can do short circuit now if you want. I just feel like.
Have you ever seen Short Circuit?
I have not.
Okay, we can do Short Circuit. Short Circuit's a good movie.
That's great, yeah.
We can watch The Pest, too. I don't care.
No. We'll do Short Circuit.
I just don't want to forget about Short Circuit.
I probably won't have time to watch any movies anyway, and I've seen Short Circuit so many times that I can...
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it
and
since... Since 1990.
I thought it was like I saw it so much growing up that I thought it was like a Disney movie and everybody had seen it, evidently.
I think it was on the Disney Channel for a long
Johnny
time.
Johnny Five Alive!
With the way his career's been, we could probably get Steve Guttenberg on the show if we tried hard enough.
Probably.
Did you tell a story about the VCR?
Get him to Skype in.
No.
We'll save that for the show. We'll watch it.
Yeah.
Maybe
we can.
We're about to wrap up now.
So we call it a cliffhanger, folks.
Yeah. Next week.
For a new James story.
A new James story where they went to a drug dealer's house and he tried to blow them off and go bang a girl. So James took all the mushrooms on the table and ate them all and tried to disassemble his roommate's VCR to turn it into the robot from Short Circuit because there was a lot of trash in the apartment and he didn't want to take it out. And he thought that that was a great idea. So I'll tell you guys that story next week.
Amazing. It's less of a cliffhanger now.
I'm going to go ahead and spoil the story for you, though. It ended up with a destroyed VCR.
That's trash still in the apartment.
What did the drug dealer do?
He didn't know. Well, I'll tell that over story.
Well, we're not going to tell it again next week because you just told it now.
We're balls deep in the story. Okay, so we're at the Dame in Lexington, me and my friend Larry, and there's this guy named Stu. We'll call him Stu, but that's his actual name. But it's been so long that he's probably dead. But he had a giant, like, you can't see me, but it's a pillowcase size, like, plastic vacuum sealed bag full of mushrooms. Like, he, like, would get them from a guy once a year or whatever. And so we were down at the Dame shooting pool, and he's like, do you guys want to go back to my house and do some drugs? I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? I'm 22 years old, nothing better to do. It's Thursday night. Let's do this. So we go back to Stu's house, and Stu also was talking to this girl at the bar, so we're like, she comes with us. So we get there, and we're like, all right, time to eat some drugs. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And he's like, yeah, man, let's see this. And he, like, gets him out, and he gets out, like, a couple of, like, mushroom stems or whatever, you know, probably, like, an ace worth. And, like, we eat them, and, like, we're waiting. He's like, the girl, like, is, like, up on him. He's like, yeah, we're gonna go back in the bedroom. I think we're done for the night. So we're gonna go back here, but you gotta see yourself out. And we're like, okay. So, like, he goes back there and locks the door, and I was like, fuck this. And so I just reach my hand inside the giant magic pillowcase full of mushrooms and get, like, a handful, and I'm just like, oh, like, shoving them in my mouth. And, like, you know, my friend Larry's like, dude, and then I'm just shoving them in his mouth. And I'm like, eat. And then went it was a very weird night, but... We got home, and my roommate came home, and he's like, God damn it, what are you doing? Because, you know, I didn't really do a lot of chores or have a job or anything, and I was just eating mushrooms. So he was like, you could at least take out the trash. And he went away, and I was like, I'm going to make a robot to take out the trash out of his VCR. Not my VCR. It was his VCR. So, but it's okay.
It's just a VCR.
Yep. There's more. I don't know, tell the story. But anyway, that was it. And that's why we're not friends anymore. I mean, that's not the reason, but that's indicative of the things that happen daily in our friendship.
How far did you get in the construction of the robot? Like,
I ripped it. I didn't have any tools, so I put both fingers into it, and I, like, ripped it open like it would a bag of potato chips.
Oh, God.
And pieces and things flew everywhere. And then I was like, you know what? I just now realize this. I do not think the parts required to make a robot are inside this VCR.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like
Allie's over there just shaking her head in disappointment. She's like, less. Yeah, we were at your house and I had gotten mushrooms and ate them, and then with Chad. And then Allie's like, let's go to this party. And I was like, sure. But Allie had to take me home because I just, like, sunk down on the couch and just was laughing uncontrollably. So she had to take me home, in which I could not move my body, but I demanded that she put on cartoons.
I think you came upstairs that night.
Yeah, probably. very friendly on mushrooms. Like, let's go talk to people. Like, hey, but then you can't talk. You're just like,
we were watching that horror movie about that tire.
Yeah, I remember that.
Rubber,
yeah. Because Chad wanted to watch it. Yeah. I didn't know Chad was on mushrooms.
Yeah. I got like halfway through that thing.
I actually did not remember that movie till you said it, and I honestly thought maybe it was because I was on mushrooms. There was a tire attacking people. So
yeah,
it's probably a great movie to watch while you're on mushrooms.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of boring.
Well, we got anything else, guys?
Nope. How do they contact us, Matt? Let's get out of here.
Send us an email at NintendoDreamcastPodcast@gmail.com.
Or tweet us. Tweet us.
Tweet us at NintendoDcast.
Who wants the D?
Never gets old.
Can we make t-shirts that say,
who wants the D?
Yeah.
The D-cast.
Yeah, who wants the D-cast?
Yeah, just who wants the D and then cast below it. There you go.
And shoot us a like at facebook.com/NintendoDreamcast. We only need like 14 more to be at 200.
It's www.facebook.com/Nintendo. Is it the Nintendo Dreamcast?
Or no, just Nintendo
Dreamcast.
Thank you, James. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night. Bye.